Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Yeah.
Well, we're ready for Matthew chapter 21, and today we're going to just read down to verse 23, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, or come to Bethage, and the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her, loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say unto you, Ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will find them. Sorry. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell me the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king comes unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, the colt, the fowl of his. Disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. And they brought the ass and the colt and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strolled in the way. And the multitudes that went before and followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Lord, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the Lord God in the highest. And when he was come, Lord Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Lord, who is this? The multitude said, This is Jesus, a prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Jesus Christ went to the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. Said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of God, the Son of Jesus Christ, the Son of Jesus and David, they were sore displeased. Said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus Christ saith to them, Yea, have ye never read, Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings I have perfected praise. He left them and went out of the city to Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. But when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing therein, but leaves only, and said to them, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently a fig tree withered away, and when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is a fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said to them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say to this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast, and see it shall be done. In all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believe, and ye shall receive. But when he was coming to the temple, the chief priests and the elders, other people came unto them as he was teaching and said, By what authority doest thou these things, and who gave thee this authority? Okay.
Well, thank you, Mark, for doing that. Tomorrow we'll pick up with verse 24 down through to the end of the chapter.
Yeah, thanks.
Have a good day.
Thanks for your